If you haven't already, turn from the old railroad grade and highway and follow the trail toward the south edge of the fields and the line of tall alder trees just south of us. Let's head to a last stop by those trees, where we'll talk about some of the ways we can remedy our past mistakes and become good stewards of this valley and places like this around the world. Look through the alder trees and you might see light coming through from the expansive width of the Snoqualmie River on the other side. The banks are steep and dangerous, so we don't recommend walking through. The river, like the forests and prairies, has been radically altered over the decades by bank stabilization, dredging, and hydropower development upstream, and removal of streamside forests. These changes removed places that young salmon could rest, feed, and hide from predators, removed shading trees that cooled the waters, and smothered spawning grounds, as well as removing forested habitat for birds, mammals, and amphibians that rely on streamside forests. Today, Northwesterners know that the plight of our endangered Pacific salmon stems in part from these changes to their streams and rivers. Our dwindling southern resident orcas, which rely largely on Chinook salmon, are a stark reminder of this loss. However, Indian tribes, government agencies, nonprofits like Oxbow, and concerned citizens have all been working together to bring salmon back through conscious land use and ecological restoration. Starting in the 1970s, major federal laws such as the Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act, and Endangered Species Act began to reflect the growing concern about the degradation of the environment. Indian tribes like the Snoqualmie and Muckleshoot began to demand that we take better care of this resource. In 1991, the first salmonid species, the West Coast, was listed as federally endangered, quickly followed by several more runs, and the state of Washington created regional fisheries enhancement groups to help citizens get involved in rebuilding fisheries. In 1999, the first Washington salmon runs were listed. In that same year, the Salmon Recovery Funding Board was created to provide grant money to salmon recovery projects in Washington. And in the last 20 years, over $1 billion has been spent on salmon recovery in Washington. From 2005 to 2017, in the Puget Sound's watersheds, 5,400 acres of riparian land have been restored, 703 fish passage barriers removed, and 893 miles of stream reopened to salmon. The forest in front of you, planted in 2004 and 2005, by stewardship partners and expanded and maintained in collaboration with Oxbow's conservation team, is part of this effort to create a landscape that supports farms and towns while conserving the biological legacy of our land, including salmon. We can only succeed in this work as a community working together, so please visit our website and learn more about the ways you can get involved in restoration, sustainable food systems, and environmental education. This concludes our audio tour. Feel free to continue on the trail to complete the front field loop, which will bring you past a younger restoration planting, which you can explore on a spur trail, and then bring you back where you started, at the farm stand.